from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady making his way right over. I'm going to grab my headset and chat. Morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing all right. Good. You know, yeah. It's another beautiful day. Good to be back here.
We're in the shade, too. So
Yeah. Enjoy it right now, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, good morning. How's camp? How are things?
Things are good. Man, you enjoy every one of these. Like, it never gets old. Seeing the guys come back, you know, the off days, you get a little reset. But enjoying how the guys are working.
I want to go back to when you came here to Buffalo to join the Bills. You know, you've been around, been in the NFL before, LSU. When you jump onto this staff and you know you're going to be working with a quarterback the caliber of Josh Allen, like, take us through that process, like where you were and how you landed here and what appealed to it.
Well, I mean, it was obviously I was extremely fortunate for the opportunity, right? I just got let go in Carolina, you know, and I wanted to make sure at that point that I wasn't just jumping at another offensive coordinator job just, you know, for a pride thing. I wanted to make sure that you know, I had a lot of room to obviously grow, but I wanted to get around an organization that was doing things the right way. And obviously coming, you know, Dabes and they had a lot of success offensively and, you know, following Dorsey for his career, it was just a great opportunity for me organizationally. Now, obviously getting to be able to coach Josh, I mean, who's going to turn that down? Man, he's exceeded anything I actually thought of him. And so I'm a lot better coach now than I was 2 years ago because of him. And I'm excited for him this year.
What's it like, give and take, like as you jump into a job with a guy that's established this much, trying to pull the best out of him? Is it sometimes about asking him what he likes the best, but also convincing him maybe that he's a little better at something that maybe he doesn't think he is?
Yeah, you know, and that's what's been cool for the, you know, really the last, you know, 2 years is, you know, I first get here and he knows the offense better than me, the reality of it. You know, he's gone through it. He's got all the reps. He's found the issues and he's had success with it. And so a lot of it was, hey, you know, tell me how you see this play. You know, let me make sure that I'm seeing it the same way as you, as opposed to coming here and saying, hey, you know, I've read it this way. Let's change this. It's like, hey, it's working, you know, and you're the quarterback coach. And, you know, as you get a feel of what he likes and how he's seeing things, you know, through years, now it can be towards the end of last year, in the middle of last year, it kind of becomes, hey, you know, is there another way? Is there another lens of kind of seeing it? And I feel like his communication with me is incredible, and I think that allows me to put a lot of trust in him, as if he brings up an idea, I'm going to go with it because he's put a lot of thought into it. And, it makes life a lot easier when the quarterback is comfortable saying how he feels about things.
How different is your job back to the college days at LSU versus now? Like, there would still be development going on with probably all those players when you're in college versus, well, I don't know, you tell me, like, Allen as a finished product, like, are you not having to work on you know, mechanical stuff with him as often, and it's just more of a focus on the actual offense?
No, it's the big thing with Josh is, like, you know, he's falling in love with being bored. And I mean that as, like, greatness is, you know, those little details of the boring things. And, like, if we overlook the mechanics, if we overlook the, hey, you know what, you've got a lot of time on task with this play, let's do something else, you know, those things start to slide. And, you know, you can see that he put a lot of time in the off season, you know, refining some of the technique, trying to find a way to get better. And so whether it's this year, whether it's year 18 here, like, I believe with his mindset, he's going to understand, hey, I got to find a way to get a little bit better. And that's what makes life a little easier for us and a lot of fun, knowing that, hey, your best football player has that mindset, so everybody else is going to believe that too.
Jeremy and Joe with Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, how much of that, like, as you're saying, attention to detail and time on task on certain plays, is a function of everything's changing? Defense changes from 4 years ago to the way the defenses play today. Are you a different coordinator than you were 5 years ago just because you always have to change?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, plays that you're running this, like, plays that I would have ran when I was calling plays at LSU would have no shot at working in nowadays football, both schematically, but also understanding the type of quarterback that you have, right? The plays that defenses are changing, also they're changing how they're playing elite quarterbacks like Josh, right? So the difference, the style of play from 2020 to now is very different. And him understanding that and recognizing that is... but, you know, as an offense, you have to grow no matter what. You know, even if you're the best offense 1 year, if you just think you're just going to be able to just, hey, let's just take that playbook. You know, it's not an overhaul, but if you think you can just run that the next year, well, if you're the best, people are studying you, they're going to find ways to try to find a way to stop you. And so we got to just always kind of keep that without losing who we are, find ways to continue to get better.
When it comes to Josh Allen running, how do you act on plays, like, react to plays like that? Like, because I'm sure there will be plenty of times throughout the year you call enough plays where a play either doesn't work the way you want it or breaks down and Josh just runs for 20 yards.
Yeah. For 2 years here, right, I'm saying, hey, Josh, you know, I don't want to take the football player out of him, right? Like, he's a football player, and I also want to see him play, you know, year 18. I probably won't be here, but I want to see him play year 18 here too. And so there's that fine line, but, we're at our best when he is Josh Allen. And, he used to always give him a hard time a lot of times when it was like, hey, there's two defenders right there, Josh. Like, what do you think? And he's like, I'm going to score a touchdown. I'm like, And then we go to the Pittsburgh game last year, right, and there's two defenders right there, and he splits them and goes for a touchdown. And I was like, I know that's going to set me back, but, yeah. You know, it's like he's a smart football player. He understands the time and the place and when and the why, but we need to allow Josh Allen to be Josh Allen.
To quickly follow up on that, because oftentimes I think when we talk about his athleticism, it's about him running and, like, the rushing once he crosses the line of scrimmage. But for you, like, can your playbook be deeper with a guy that understands, you know, where the defense is awareness-wise? Like, he can buy time back there. If you wanted a longer developing play, just in theory, I'm thinking, like, he would be somebody that you would think you can have that in your playbook versus maybe there would be some quarterbacks that you wouldn't feel as comfortable with it.
No, absolutely. Look, he can he has a skill set that he can do a lot of things that a lot of people can't. You know, and sometimes he's running and some of it's like, hey, you know what, let's clean up your footwork and your reads right there and you don't have to run. Mm-hmm. You know, and so sometimes it's a give and take, look at that Pittsburgh play, right? No one was open. You know, when he makes us right, and there's sometimes, so it's that fine line. But no, the playbook's always open with Josh Allen, I trust that he's gonna make us right one way or the other.
I also want to make a athleticism point comparison to Simone Biles in the Olympics. She can do things other people can't do. As a coordinator, when you have a quarterback that has the arm strength that Allen has, like, I'd imagine the book can be a lot bigger than some of these other guys in the league. Like, some guys are very good at doing what they do, but you're so much more limited because they can't make that. Whatever the hardest throw there is to make on the field.
Yeah, but I think it's a combination of he has an elite arm, but, I mean, his football IQ and his intelligence and, you know, there's so many times where whether quarterback coach or the OC are in the box and, you know, like, how did he see that? The game's slowing down for him and how it's extremely impressive, and that's why you're getting a lot. That's why you don't get what you game plan for with Josh, because he's able to diagnose it and kind of roll with it. And so, yeah, the playbook's open because A, he can make those throws, but the playbook's open because he can handle it and he can make great decisions with it.
Your offense now. One of the things we talk about a lot is obviously you get your offense. What do you borrow from? Your influences? You know, if someone's asking you in a job interview or whatever, you're describing it to somebody, what is a Joe Brady offense? What does it look like? What are the fundamental building blocks of a Joe Brady offense?
Yeah, I know that you're going to hate this answer, but, like, there is no such thing. You know what I mean? Like, the Joe Brady offense would look is going to look different year to year. The Joe Brady offense is always going to be around the quarterback, and so this is Josh Allen's offense. And what can your quarterback do, and then find the pieces that you have. So, hey, these are the wide receivers we have. These are the tight ends, the running backs, the O-line. Let's put it around them, as opposed to, hey, this is what, you know, I did when I was in New Orleans. This is what I did at LSU or Carolina. You can't just pick that up. There might be some core principles or, you know, kind of ideas, but it's always going to revolve around the guys and their skill sets and trying to figure out what they can do.
Yeah, in turn, we'll look at like a lot of like the run pass numbers, and that's where I would wonder for you, like maybe going into a game, you'd have an idea of how much you want to run in that game, how much you want to pass, again generically. But then like there's their Dallas game last year where you guys run the ball like 50 times and Allen throws 15 times. Sometimes maybe during a game it can flip. So I guess my question would be, like, going into a game, run versus pass, how much of an idea do you have of what that game is going to look like?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Versus how much can it actually shift?
Yeah, I think you always have an idea. Like, hey, you know what? This is going to be a game. Hey, we might have to throw the ball a little more to win. Or, hey, we're going to have to stay on schedule to stay out of some third and longs, which can get a little more pass heavy or whatnot. But I think in your game plan approach, you also have to have the mindset of, hey, if we have to run the ball to win this football game, do we have enough? And if we have to throw it every play, do we have enough? And then to me, the biggest thing is just the flow of the game. And I think there's a huge thing of having plays on a call sheet and then calling a game. And that's something that I got to continue year in, year out, and game to game is do a better job of just getting the flow of the game and understanding, hey, you know, if they're not stopping this, I don't have to get away from it. Or, hey, this is what our guys might need. And, you know, if we can find different ways to win football games, that's the most important thing to me is if I think it makes it a lot harder for defense to defend when it's, you know, hey, we can go to the Dallas game and run however many times we ran. And if we have to then go to the Miami game, obviously take away some of those turnovers, which I love to have back. If you have to throw it that many times to win, I think it makes it hard to defend because they're like, hey, what are we going to try to take away? You know, are we going to try to take away the run and let Josh Allen throw? Or do we want to take away Josh Allen and give you the run? And so it's that cat and mouse game that I have to always do a good job of the – you know, getting a feel and the flow as the game. So I know that probably didn't answer your question, but that's a big thing to me is just really the flow and being able to adjust as it's going.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Some of those weapons, let's talk about a few. Curtis Samuel, you knew him before this training camp. What's it like watching him again?
Yeah, I mean, when I got him the last time, I didn't get to meet him until training camp because it was COVID year. You know, and so you're – you have a skill set. You know, every player on our football team, we try to put a vision together of, like, how is this guy going to be utilized? And, like, you know, it's not just – we don't just bring in wide receivers and just say, hey, here's a room. You know, you're trying to get different type of skill sets in. You know, when I got Curtis in Carolina, just the things that – the vision that I thought I'd have for him and just seeing the growth that he took when he was actually there was a lot of fun. And coming here, you know, he's obviously more of a vet, has a lot better understanding of the game of football than he was, you know, 3-4 years ago. And, you know, he's as smart as they come, and it gives you a lot of flexibility.
I'm going to run down the line. Khalil Shakir, we really saw him blossom last year later in the season when you were running the offense.
Yeah, I'm as consistent as they come. And, you know, Khalil's a guy that, you know, sometimes it's a knock when you say he's a football player, but he's a football player. Like, put the pads on, and the guy makes plays. And that's what football's done. You see with the ball in his hands, good things happen. And we love everything about Khalil Shakir.
Second round pick Keon Coleman, how's he looked?
He's we're just keep preaching the consistency with him, right? Like, you know, I'm pleased with what I've seen from him, you know, but at the same time, it's got to be consistent, you know, a day-to-day thing. And so you know, he's working at it, man. He's smart, he's doing a great job. And you know, just continuing to manage, hey, this is the expectation for you.
Is that something that rookies have a little bit of time sometimes to find out what NFL life is rather than college life? NFL football is the consistency of every rep?
That's it. You know, there's always going to be an adjustment period, right? Yeah, there's always some people like the Justin Jeffersons that can go for 1,500 yards as a rookie and don't blink, or some of the quarterbacks is natural, but it's an adjustment, right? You put pads on, it's like, hey, and then it's an adjustment of, hey, I can run routes like this, but now once I put that stuff on tape and team see, hey, this is how I'm playing it, well, you know, what's my next move? What's my toolbox look like? And so he's doing a good job of taking the coaching, working it. He might go out to practice, and it might be a one-on-one rep and he doesn't win, and I'm saying good job. Yeah. And it might be a one-on-one rep that he wins, and I'm saying, like, yeah, you won, but that's not what we're looking for. You had a toe tap on the sideline, those type of things. And so, man, but the guy works, and just trying to get him just consistency stack days.
With Coleman, one of the things coming out in the draft was about where he lined up might be key. You know, you're talking about how you have a vision for these guys. There were some that thought Coleman might be better as a big slot, not as an X. When the organization was evaluating him, your vision of him, what do you think is there for him? Is it anything eventually? Is it wide open?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the character and the position. The receivers that we brought in are the mindset is that because they're not just one position players. Like, I always struggle when people say, hey, this guy is a one position player. It's, well, if he's an X only and we line up in a 3-by-1, call it a trips formation, he's number one into the boundary. And if he says, well, then if we go and we flip it and we go to a 1-by-3 formation, we're now Dawson's those single into the boundary. Well, now he's number one to the field. So he has to really play multiple positions as it is and has to learn the concepts. So to say a guy is only one position, so we don't teach positions, we just teach conceptually, and, you know, and so it gives that flexibility to be able to put guys inside or outside.
While we're on the pass catchers, at tight end, Dalton Kincaid from last year to this year, for tight end, like, I want to know from you, like, when you look at the history of that position, like, he actually ranks very highly as a rookie tight end when it came to receptions. Like, there weren't many all time that were higher than him. I wonder, like, kind of why that is, and maybe if that can show signs of, hey, there are these little nuances at tight end that are tough to pick up on if you're just watching the game, that often sees these guys take a jump when they get to year two, when they get to year three. And if you're seeing some signs of that from Kincaid in this camp.
Yeah, look, Dalton is he's such a smart wide receiver that speaks so loudly to the quarterback. And what does that mean? That means is Josh can be able to hit his plant foot and be able to know, hey, when he's leaning or breaking on his outside, you know, he knows that he's breaking in, or vice versa, and so he speaks to you. But you know, it's we're challenging Dalton, and he's handling it because you put one thing on tape for 1 year. Well, teams are going to study you. You know, you said he had success last year, so hey, you know, how are teams going to defend Dalton? How are they going to, you know, play him in coverage? And so, to me, the biggest thing is guys understanding that from year to year it changes. And so, you know, for him to take the next step is finding ways to get better on how they played him this year and knowing what's going to come. How they played him last year and knowing what's going to come this year.
A few more minutes here with Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Let's dip into the offensive line. Connor McGovern makes the move to center. Osiris Torrance had a good, strong first year, I'd imagine. When you look at your group up front, not a lot of changes there. In fact, McGovern just moves over the one spot. So I wonder, you know, if you think that group will come together quickly because so many of the names are the same names.
Yeah, no, And I think they do a great job. Connor does an unbelievable job of communicating. You know, we were fortunate, you know, having Mitch for so many years here of an elite communicator, and that's something that's important at the center position, and that's what Connor does. And very stout. He's a natural at the center position. And Dave Edwards played so much ball for us last year that it's so, you know, he was a starter without being considered the starting five. And so just getting those guys a lot of time on task together and being able to get a feel, you know, Dion with David and understanding that communication with him, it's I've been pleased with how they're kind of working and communicating together.
You got to find the magic formula that kept everybody so healthy last year.
Yeah, let's
like,
keep
what
that.
What do we do? Lucky socks? I mean,
yeah. I wear the same thing every practice and game, so I'm gonna just continue that every single day because it doesn't happen like that often.
The really only position we didn't touch on with you is running back. My question on James Cook might be like he is size wise like he's not one of the bigger backs in the league, and last year he had a big workload, a lot of touches, and injury-wise did fine. Is that ever a thought for you with him, or maybe not, like that he's a smaller back, you know, a Derrick Henry 400-touch workload, you know, might be more dangerous for him than others? Or, again, is that just something that you just kind of run the offense and it just shapes up the way it is?
Yeah, I think some of it, you know, some of it obviously naturally sized, but, like, Jimbo is strong. He's put together. And, you know, like, there's always freak injuries that happen sometimes at the running back position. You know, sometimes guys were workhorses in college, and that's actually worse for them in the NFL because they've got a lot more hits on their body. You know, but not something that we worry at all about Jimbo. You know, the style that he plays, the way that he runs, our run game might be a little different than it was with, that they do with Derrick Henry and whatnot. I don't have any regards or any worries about what runs we're running with Jimbo.
Joe Brady, is it you on Twitter that tweets 1-0 after every win?
That's me. That's my only go-to.
I follow you. That's how I know that you're 1-0. You're very much a live in the moment 1-0. So here's
I'm a boring follow, but I hope there's a lot of 1-0s. You know what I mean?
I know when the Bills won a game.
That's it.
Here's the question.
In case you're wondering.
Here's the question. Who is the more play-to-play, live in the moment, can't look ahead, you or Bobby Babbage? We talked to him. And he would refuse to talk about anything more than the day in front of us.
Yeah.
So you two are going head to head out here. Who lives more in the moment?
You know, it's interesting because as an offensive coach, you have to live in the moment, but you also have to plan ahead, right? Like I'm calling a play, and I'm calling a play. It's 1st and 10, and I'm calling a run to Jimbo, and I have to have a mindset. Yeah, sure. I hope we pop it, but I also have to be ready for the idea that it could be a 2nd and 6, or hey, what happens if we don't get in a 2nd and 10? So, you know, when I'm teaching the guys and talking to the guys, I want them to be having the mindset of playing the play, but I always have to be thinking ahead of hey, what's going to happen. I can't sit there and be like, oh, it's 2nd and 6. Let me think about what I'm going to do. So yeah. I call the play, have a mindset, see the look of okay, I think this is what's going to happen, and start kind of playing in my head of what can potentially happen.
And then there's, I'd imagine, the really fun part, which is, you know, doing something to set up another call later in the game. When are we gonna, when are we gonna hit him with that thing we've been setting up the whole time?
And that's the fun thing, right? Is you're hoping that you can kind of get a flow, and that's the thing of being able to get a feel, right? It's you know, we think we have an idea, but sometimes it's you know Bobby's an incredible coach and defense coaches, right? They're game planning too, and they're getting a feel of how the flow of the game is too. And so, but no, me and Bobby, we love going at it. He's as competitive as it gets, and I love him. He's making us better. Their defense is making us better.
Well, thanks for the time. I'll be looking for those 1-0s this year.
Let's go, baby.
Very good.
I appreciate you guys.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady with us here on WGR. We'll take a break, come back, and catch up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.